everyone. So, a girl at a coffee shop who turns into your friend due to the daily sightings. Well, this friend, 1 year ago, says to me, "You should have a podcast." So, here we are. We started this podcast. Fresh Laughs with Ash. I'm Ash, sharing my random or fresh thoughts. Thoughts I have in the car, in the shower, either way, they're random, new, and fresh. But the more I thought about it, they're not random. Because the more I do my Fresh Mercies events, the more women I meet, the more I realize we're not all that different. That thought that you're thinking, yeah, you're not the only one that thought it. So, here we go. Let's laugh together and give an amen together too. On Thursdays, that is, when new episodes are released.
Monday, May 24th.
Giving credit where credit is due. I feel like I could simply put a period after that and be done. But because it's me, I'm not going to be done. I became a teacher because of my sister. She's a teacher. She became a teacher first. And I've always looked up to my sister. And also Mr. Notman, my math teacher in junior high. I was not good in math. I felt I had a teacher that made me feel dumb in math and had horrible coffee breath. Anyways, but Mr. Notman, he was so funny, but also intelligent. And he didn't make, even though you knew he was super smart, he never made you feel less intelligent or less smart. To be honest, it was probably the humor first. In real honesty, he was not bad to look at. I'm just saying. I don't think I thought that in junior high. I was seventh grade. But looking back, I'm like, that's nice. And he was like he was definitely a young teacher when I had him. Yes. I'm trying to think, you know, add like right now in my mind, in school as a student, I felt as if every teacher was old, right? But now looking back, I'm like, he didn't have any babies yet. So to me, I'm like, he was actually a youngish teacher. So there's that. So I became a teacher for my sister. Because my sister, I looked up to her, and then Mr. Notman, because he was just cool and funny and kind, and he made me feel smart. Or even he just made me feel confident. Math was still going to be hard for me, but I didn't leave thinking, this is going to be horrible for the rest of my life because I'm not good at math. No, it was just one little thing. And I still had other strengths. And, you know, Mr. Myers. Oh, I love Mr. Myers. I did have good teachers. I had one teacher that he did not like me. He did not find me funny at all. But you know what? I didn't find him funny either. Giving credit where credit is due. So I would do things in my classroom, or I would do a project, or I would hang it up. And if someone said, "Oh, I love that," or "good idea," half the time it came from my sister. So I always said, "Thanks. I stole it from my sister. I got it from my sister." Nowadays, if you say, "Well, that's a really good idea," chances are I'm going to say, "Thanks. I got it from a fake teacher friend on Instagram." I call them fake friends because like I'm friends with them, but like they don't know me. But that's what I would probably say now is I got it from Instagram. The point of the story is in education, what do they say? What's the phrase? Don't reinvent the wheel. Because there's just not a lot of things that are new. Like there's just not a lot of things in education. My dogs are barking up a storm and I don't know why. I might have to go. Okay, now that my dogs are done barking at the UPS man. So don't reinvent the wheel in education. And it is actually very hard. We think it's new, but then when you talk to teachers that have done this for 30 years, they're like, no, it's not new. We did that 30 years ago. Kind of, it just always kind of history repeats itself. That is a real fact. So not to say there are new things, I understand. But a lot of times it isn't anything new. So with education though, you know, there's Instagram, and I started getting heavily on Instagram following teachers because their ideas were amazing. Their charts were so beautiful and smart, right? And then now there's TikTok. I know not to go down that dark rabbit hole, but I have friends that send me the good TikToks. But education is also doing that because education is the career in which we're trying to do something new all the time. We just have to. It's part of the game. It's if you want to be great at your job, you have to be fresh and new and forget what the word is, but it all has to be authentic. And you can't do what you did 20 years ago, even 2 years ago, with being authentic. You just can't. That's not how the career works. So with that being said, we go and I copy their charts and I copy their room transformations and I get all the ideas from them. So when someone says, I really like that idea, I like that writing, I like this, I like that, blah, 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 I will always say, I got it off Instagram. I saw it on TikTok. A teacher sent it to me and her and I stayed the night, you know, stayed a couple hours later and did the Polar Express room transformation. I can't do it alone ever. I always need people. I cannot do this alone. But always giving credit where credit is due. And so I think it's teaching and education is a hard career because I don't know. Sometimes teachers forget. Just because we do copy and steal and use ideas that others have used does not mean, and it's known. We know I use that, if I post it, you can use it. That's why I post it, or, you know, all the things. But that does not mean that you can't give credit where credit is due. Do not say you came up with it if you didn't, period. Do not go and post it and say, look what I did with my class. If you came up with it, if it was all your idea, absolutely, 100%. But if you did it because first you were inspired by another teacher, you have to give credit where credit is due. I would not be able to take credit for something that's not mine. That's just my personality. I think I'm very aware and I often do pray for just not to boast. I'm very, very cautious of that. It goes back to the whole pride thing. I struggle with prideful people. I struggle with them a lot. I get a very strong distaste for them. And I know that doesn't sound kind, but just so you know, don't worry, because I also do pray about it often because I know that I struggle with being around them because they are so prideful and they're boastful. And to boast is a sin, period. You know, and it's everything that I believe. I don't need your applause. I don't want your applause. Maybe, okay, I do want it. It feels dang good. We're human.
We're human. It feels good. But I don't need it. And that's my prayer often is I don't want to need or desire the world's applause. I only want God's applause. I only want to do good in His eyes. So I do often pray, don't let me be boastful. Don't let me be boastful. Just remembering why I do what I do. I don't do it to stand out. I do it because I want the kids to have the best every single day. They deserve it. And it's, and you know, I often think about my own children, my own personal children. That's what I would want their teachers to do for them. So, giving credit where credit is due.
Tuesday, May 25th.
But does anyone know why Girl Scout cookies are only sold like one time a year? I mean, like marketing business-wise, genius. Genius. But when it comes to people, I don't know, that make their husbands get up out of bed around, midnight because they just want a chilled Samoa, those people in particular don't quite understand the reasoning behind, oh, these coveted cookies that make people really go crazy. We count down the days. It's like another holiday. It's Christmas. It's Easter. It's the last day of school. Okay. We're counting down the days for when Girl Scout cookies are being sold, which actually does bring up a lot of things. Once upon a time, so they were Samoas. Okay. Then they changed the name to Caramel Delights. I have recently learned, and this could be old news, but it's new to me. I've recently learned that they are back to Samoas. Why? That's a simple answer. Not like, why are these cookies only sold once a year? This answer is very easy. The answer is because if it's not broke, we don't fix it. That's bottom line. And I just wish everyone could just agree on this statement. Just, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Stop it. Berry Berry Kicks, they don't even taste the same anymore. And I'm not falling for the whole, oh, you're getting older, your taste, but no, save it. Just save it. Because I want all the stuff that used to be in there. I don't even care if it was dangerous. It tasted delicious. Berry Berry Kicks. Also, if you remember, let's go back. Berry Berry Kicks, right now, currently, they're just all little round spheres, balls of flavorless things. But back in the good old days when microwaves lasted longer, these Berry Berry Kicks, the berries, the kicks, yeah, they're the same, that's fine. But the Berry Berries, okay, they came in a group. It was like, I can see it in my head, it was like a, wait for it, it was like a pyramid, if you will, for 3D shapes. It was a pyramid. And some were purple and some were red. But there's three circles that made a pyramid. There were a bunch of grapes. It was a bunch of berries. Makes sense. When do you ever see a berry just by itself? You don't. You see a bunch of berries. So I am just thankful, very thankful and happy to announce that we are back to Samoas because that is what we've grown up with. So there's Girl Scout cookies. Mark that off my list of things that I wanted to discuss. And then, okay, here's another thing. Okay, Rapid City, South Dakota. Those Girl Scouts, or the parents, I don't know, whoever is in charge. So they just get all the cookies, and then they gotta, like, go to the mall, and they're outside of Target, and they sell them, right? That's amazing, because I'll drive to Target. I'll drive to Rapid City, because I'm like, Yep, it's about that time. Yep, Girl Scout cookies. They're going to be out. They're going to be selling them. Here in G-Town, I have to go, and half the time I hunt for the little girl myself. And, you know, no, it doesn't look safe. It doesn't sound right. But just forget it. Get over it. And so I'm an easy sell, is what I'm saying. So anyways, I go to them, I order, and then I have to wait. What? The girls in Rapid City, they have theirs. And so, I don't know. I don't understand. There's so many things I just don't understand. That's one of them. So anyways, I really don't understand why they sell any of the other cookies. And then every year they come out with a new flavor. Nah, no thanks. Nah. No. I mean, it's kind of like when Garth Brooks tried to do Chris Gaines. We're not going to go there. But also, he tried baseball. So let's just stick to what we're good at. You know, I'm all about taking risks, trying new things, but I don't know if we have to go crazy. You know, I'm not going to go and like deliver a baby. Lord knows I would. It would be, I love babies. I love everything about babies. And if you want me to be in the delivery room with you and we just met, I will. But I'm not going to go and deliver one, you know, because I'm just going to stick to teaching for now. So anyways, okay, Girl Scout cookie conversation done. I think. Yeah, Samoa's Thin Mints, delicious. Does anyone else think that some years the Thin Mints taste different? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know why I went there. Might have opened a big can of worms, but I mean, I did it. Okay, I said it. I just think some years the Thin Mints taste different. Did they change the recipe? Oh, there's too much chemical. Who cares? Put it in there. But anyways, okay. Goodbye.
Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The good news? Tomorrow is a new day of fresh mercies, forgiveness, and abundant joy. You just have to seek it. Fresh Laughs is a sister company of Fresh Mercies Women's Ministry. Like and follow Fresh Mercies on Facebook and Instagram, please. Podcast editing and production is done by Caitlin Wagner. New episodes of Fresh Laughs with Ash are dropped every Thursday. P.S. Check out freshmerciesic.com. I enjoy writing almost as much as I enjoy talking. So there on the website, you can find the newsletters I've written, as well as you can see pictures from past events.